and it's really the source of the Isra Asiyas Mum B'Kodshim. Okay, so we'll start with the Mishnah. We'll read quickly through the sugi, then we'll get into the yesoid. B'chol she'achol zeidam. So you have a b'chol that's not without a mum. It's achol zeidam. So it had this blood issue where it seems they accumulated a lot of blood, either in one location. Or there's other ways to learn it. And now there's a bloodletting process that will save the animal. The Rav over here says that it's ribuy dam. That's what it has. It's choyle sheyesh pesakona machmas ribuy dam. That's how the Rav explains it. Afilu may say mekizin lo yasadam. Even if it's going to die, Rabbi Yehuda holds in halal be makiz dam. Even if it's going to die. And the reason is a concern that you'll make a mum. The actual bloodletting process alone is not a mum, or at the very least, it's a mumoyver, as we'll see later on. Rabbi Yehuda is worried you're going to make a mum. Chachomim say you have to avoid making a mum, but you could do the hakoz. Vim osa mum lo yishchot alav. If you did make a mum, we'll see later on if this is the raisa, the rabbonon. If you made a mum in the process, you have to wait for another mum to happen in order to permit the b'chol to be eaten. You have to make a koze, even if you're going to make a mum. The simple taich is here, even if you're absolutely going to make a mum, you still should do it. That's the way it reads. Yak is af al pishu oise boimum. The Chachamim already said, Yak is ubuvat shaloi oise boimum. So what's of Shimon adding? If Shimon seems to be adding that even if a mum will occur, still in all, you can make the mum. The big problem here is why many of the Rishonim insist that this is Rav Shimon l'shitasai that holds Dovah Shenim Iskavin is Mutah. Right? It's Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon l'shitasai. Rav Yehuda holds Dovah Shenim Iskavin is Aser. Rav Shimon holds Dovah Shenim Iskavin is Mutah. And this is them going l'shitasai. Problem is, Moider Rav Shimon b'psikreisha. If it's a real psikreisha, even Rav Shimon is made. So what does it mean? Yak is afal pishu oisu by mum sounds like. It's decisive that there's going to be a mum. So we'll see. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, b'chosha chosidam b'kizun l'yisadam b'mokam shein oisu by mum. You can only do it in a place where there's no mum. Or at least not a mum kavua. Okay, it's a shaila in the achroinim of Chaim Oizer and others, whether the act of akaz is called a mum oiver, but definitely not called a mum kavua. You can't be makiz dam like in the eye or the ear in places where it's going to make it into a mum. This is obviously Rav Shimon Shita. You're allowed to do it. And it doesn't matter that it's going to make a mum. That's it. And Rashi says in Menachos, Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. When Rashi explains this sugi in Menachos, says the reason why you're allowed to do it is because Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. There's no greater mum than the animal is going to die. So the Briskei Rav, in the stencil in Menachos, he says, where did Rashi get that from? Why is that a mum? Because it's going to die. It's going to die. So he says the fact that it's going to die makes it have a din of a choyla. And we find that a choyla is also a mizbeach. So midin choyla, it's not a specific mum, but midin choyla, it's also a mizbeach. It's a rush like that also, an hour sugi. Okay, so the Gemara wants to say like this. Rav Shimon Omer, you have to wait for another mum to happen. Can't do it on that mum. Rav Shimon Omer, af nishchat aloy se mum. Doesn't matter. Even so. So again, Rashi Bayah says that Rav Shimon goes l'taymei, that he holds dovashen miskaven his mutter. It's Rav Shimon l'shitosa, dovashen miskaven his mutter. And this is mamish apliya, because what does it mean dovashen miskaven? Here you're making him a mum, a poil. We're talking here, but mokum shoy say a mum. So I understand you're not machaven to make a mum. But l'maisi, you're doing it in a place where there's no question that a mum is going to happen. So what do you mean Rav Shimon l'shitosai? That Rav Shimon holds dovashen miskaven. It's not a plea. And as we go weiter in the suit, so Tosfos Kad in Menachos, Tosfos in Nunvov Amud Beis in Menachos, Taka Es on Rasha. He says, what do you mean you're not miskaven? Tosfos says, it's making a mum. We're talking about a place where it's impossible. And Rav Shimon is mate anyway. So what do you mean you're not being mechaven? You know you're making a mum. It's not a question. You're doing it in the eye. You know you're making a mum. It's not even a shayla. Not miskaven. It's a psikration. It's the biggest psikration in the world. So how could Rashi say that's the Rav Shimon l'shitosa? Okay. So let's finish the sugi, then we'll get back to this. Says the Gemara, Masti lo Rabbi Lezer Eimer, afilu meisim mikizin le'yasadah. Rabbi Lezer says, no, that even if it's going to die, you're not allowed to be makas, you're not allowed to take out the blood. Masi Rabbi Lezer lebrei v'amilov chibar abba lebrei, kemachlekes kan, the same machlekes we have over here, idakach machlekes b'chovesh al trumah. That's not, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas, Chovesh al Truma is shenela lo sofek Truma. What happens if you have a Chovesh al Truma that's not lo sofek Truma? Rabbi Lezer Oymah is menachas mokum ha-trufi nechen mokum ha-mutzne. If it's in a place where it can easily become Truma, you should cover. Yemoysim begul yichasena. And if it's uncovered, you should cover it, make sure it doesn't get worse than it is. Sofek Truma doesn't turn into a vadai Truma. Rabbi Yeshua Oymah, Yemoysim menachas mokum ha-mutzne nechen mokum ha-trufa. He says, "Faket, you're allowed a mamish begoyrim tuma." Not only that, the Rambam Shita and there's two Rashi's that are misnagged each other. Hold a dafka. According to Rabbi Yeshua, not only you're allowed to cause tuma, but if it's sofik tuma, there's an Indian you dafka should, you galena, you should uncover. It's odd if ligoyim tuma, tuma to it. Pashtus, what the Gemara wants to do over here is like this. The Gemara wants to make a dimyan. Because l'chayr, there's two ways to learn the Isra Asiyas Mum by Kachim. One way to learn that you're not allowed to make a Mum by Kachim, because by doing that, you're degrading this korban from the Mizbech. So the Isra is not the Maisim Mum. The issue is that you're taking a behemoth, you're making it not royal in his bech. That's one way to learn the issue of making a mum. If that's the case, so b'chlal is not shaykh to say on an animal that's already a bal mum, it's already not royal in his bech, not shaykh to say there should be an issue to make a mum. The Rambam is mashma zicha like that. We'll see the Rambam in Isurim in his bech. The Rambam says that if somebody has machsheves pigul, or somebody has a machshava hapeselos pekotrim, he's over the iser kimoy matal mum pekotrim. So shaykhs. The Rambam holds that the iser of making a mum is that you're passing it for the mizbech. That's the pashas. Passing for the mizbech. So if you learn like that, Something which is anyway not Royal Mizbech, or something which, if you're not going to take the blood, is going to die, like our case. It's not Shaykh to Holisa. That would explain the Shitas Chachamim. Yakiz Vafilu B'mokam Shoyse Ese Balmon. That would be that explanation. The other way to learn is like the Sefer Achinuch says, there's also a sugi like that in Tamura, that the Gemara says, Zilole. When you make a behemoth's kachim into a balmum, you're being mevaza kachim. If you learn it to be zayin kachim, then it's shaykh to say that even an animal that wouldn't be roil mizbech anyway, there still would be zayin kachim to make it into a balmum. Potentially. So what the Gemara l'chayr means over here to say is that the mishmeres of truma, you could say the same thing. There's two ways to learn the issa to be metame truma. One way to learn the issa to be metame truma is issa on its own. Nothing to do with the fact that the truma should be eaten. There's an issa like zilzul truma, zilzul kedushas truma. You're not going to be metame truma. If that's the case, if I have truma sofik tameya, which is anyway not roi l'achila, I still would be a din not to make it tameh, and not to be goyrim tuma to it. I'll be zoyan kedushas truma. But if the mishmeres of trum is only mishmeres to make sure that it should be eaten, once it's sofik tumah, the whole thing is gone. Not only is the whole thing gone, there's a Rabbeinu Chananel, you say this sticker, Rabbeinu Chananel in Pesachim, in the sugi in Pesachim, Rabbeinu Chananel explains Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Im hoye b'mokom ha-mutzning, anichene b'mokom ha-trufe, v'im hoye m'chusi yigaleno, Rabbeinu Chananel says, dafke you should do it. He says, why? Because Truma Tameya also has a shtamshus for the Kohen. Lo'iroi. You could do something with it. So Rabbeinu Chananel learns, this is the way you have to explain Rabbeinu Chananel, that just like there's a mishmeres to watch it, to eat it, when it becomes sofik tumeh, then the mitzvah of mishmeres is to cause it to become tumeh. It's almost the same mitzvah working in the opposite direction. By truma sofik tameya, there'll be a mitzvah to try to make it become tome. The emes is this would be similar to be goyrim mum b'kotshim, which we'll see later, the ragach of a shayla. What about if you have an animal that's already a bal mum, but you're not allowed to shecht on this mum? There may be a mitzvah to be goyrim a mum, because now you'll be able to be poydeh and use it for God. Same idea. So the Gemara now wants to say it's Hainuach. The machloek is over here if you're allowed to make a mum and a bal mum, or an animal that's going to die anyway, holds, will hold the same way by truma. If you have truma sofik tameya, you're allowed to be goyrim tuma for it. And the mandam over here that says that you're not allowed to make the moon would hold like the mandam. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So look at the Gemara name. It says the Gemara, Mimai. Pashtus, the Gemara says, Rameir Kabbalazov, Rabbanu Kabishu, Abidikam Gamliu. Mimai says the Gemara, Kalakom Ameocho, the Kovan Moon be a dime. You make him be a dime. Hosom Gromu Balmu. Maybe with a Gromu Kabishu sphere, you're allowed to do it. It's going to die. So each opinion could be pushed off. If he says by truma, it's only groma baum. If you're going to go make the akaza, you're doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim kamer sfirle. But maybe by groma, I will have some groma ba'alme or kabishu's feeling. If I call it groma ba'alme, the shame of a little bit, that's why he's supposed to leave it. Avalochi, shovet le mayes, carbonum's feeling. So, Bekitsa the Gemara says the machlokes has nothing to do with it. Number one, there's chilukim between the two sugyas. And number two, this is the main punchline. Number two, we have psukim. V'oi, docha b'koi kamifugi. Here it's a machlekes and pesukim. Says the Gemara. V'asam b'koy pli. By a mincha, you're not allowed to make it into chometz. What happens if you take a mincha that's already chometz and you make it vayta chometz? So what's the halacha? So yichayev. Hakomoydim mechametz acha mechametz shuchayev. Even though the mincha is already posel. So here's a big machlekes. What does it mean mechametz acha mechametz? First of all, the Brisker Rav says that mechametz acha mechametz means the shirayim. The koimetz, he says, once the koimetz becomes chometz, there's two parts to the mincha. There's a part that you do kmitza, you put on the mizbeach, and then there's the shirayim that are nechal, that you eat the shirayim. So the Brisker Rav says like this, the koimetz, once it becomes chometz, there's no such thing as making it more chometz. It's possible. So the Brisker Rav learns when we say mechametz acha mechametz, we're talking about the shirayim. The Rambam also says that lashon. The Rambam says mechametz shiorei acha achim utzchayev. The Rambam is mashma, you're doing it after it already became chometz. Mechametz acha mechametz is the shirayim. The Mikdash David, Rav David Rappaport, holds like the Brisker Rav to such a degree that he says koimetz and eschametz. Normally we know by the mizbeach is makadosh, it's a psulim. If you put pigul on the mizbeach, poka pigula imimenu, right? If you put tome on the mizbeach, kol to mizbeach, the mizbeach is machsheret, right? What happens if you put koimetz shen eschametz? So the Mikdash David says it doesn't work. You know why? He says because a koimetz that's chometz is not a mincha. It's not a min mincha b'chlal. A mincha is matzah, not chometz. So when the koimetz becomes chometz, it loses the shem mincha. The mizbeach has nothing to be mekadosh. As I said to Mikdash David, it's completely not a mincha. So here we're talking about the shirayim. So some achroinim learn mechametz acha mechametz means you take the same shirayim that became chometz and you put a sa'ar, make it more chametz thick. And the Minchas Chinuch learns, you're talking about a bunch of kazaisim. Mechametz one kazayis, then you mechametz another kazayis, mechametz another kazayis, each kazayis separately. So this is a machlekes halacha. So the Gemara says that yichayev, dechsiv lo yisoifa chometz, v'lo yisas. So we learn out that there's two separate lavim to teach you even after it became chometz, there's vayter a lav for chometz. Mesaras acha mesaras shu chayev. Same thing if somebody is mesaras an animal, and then he takes another maisa siris. Dechsiv moch v'kosach v'nosik v'koros, and al koros chayev, if you chayev, even to cut off the bayim, if you leave it in the kis, al nosik l'kol shekein, we are totally disconnected. El lovi nosik acha koros shu chayev. Lo yinech l'ku ela b'balmum, matal mum b'balmum. Remeh sava komum lo yeboi, and therefore any mum that you make, you're chayev. V'rabbonim savri, tomim yeh l'rotzai. Only if it's l'rotzai is there an issue to make mum. V'rabmeir hai tomim yeh l'rotzai mai ovid lehim, yiboy lehim utei balmum meyikra. That you're allowed to make a mum. Balmum meyikra, yitik l'balmum, it's not a kolm at all. Mutei psilim gdoshim lacha pidyena. I would think it should be also an issue to make a mum kamash mala. Okay. So clearly the Gemara is coming out now that it's Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov. We're dealing with Xeris HaKosov. That means with the Raisa, the issue to make a mum, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rav Shimon, is only if it's not a Balmum already. If it's a Balmum already, there's no issue to make a mum. So it's mamish apliya. What does this have to do with Einim Miskavim? This has nothing to do with Einim Miskavim. Why are we talking Einim Miskavim? Why is Rashi and the Rambam and everybody saying that the reason why you're a lot of biyakis is because you're not mechavim to make a mum? It has nothing to do with being mechavim to make a mum. It's a kzeres hakosov. Tomim yeh l'rotzen. That only if it's l'rotzen is there an issue to make a mum. If it's not l'rotzen, there's no issue to make a mum. End of story. So the whole Einim Miskavim here is a plea. Now, b'mamshach, you'll see the Gemara goes back to Einim Miskavim. Says the Gemara, What do they do with the extra pasuk? There are mea darshans, mum achar mum. Says the Gemara, the groma who the asi. That's coming to teach you the issue groma. Normally, groma is the rabbanon. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch learns the issue groma to make a mum by kosher is the rabbanon, but our sugi is mashmat the raisa. There's a new issue to make a mum al yedei groma. And that's the issue over here in the sugi. The Tanya Mum lo yeh boi engli ala shalo yeh boi mum. Minayin, how do we know? Shalo yovi dvelu botzi kinich ala oizen, you shouldn't put a fig or dough on the ear of the behemoth, kidei shi yovi hakelo v'yechlenu. Tamud lo yimar kol mum, echod mum v'echod kol mum. You're not allowed to make any mum on it, even through a grommet. And some achrayim learn even through a shliach, even though normally we say ain't shliach l'dvar avera, but a shliach is no worse than a groma. By a mum, by a tos mum b'kotchim, we won't say ain't shliach l'dvar avera, because divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishemim is only a bittul in shlichus, but groma is still called a groma. And that's what they learn out from there. Tamaloy ma kol mum. Echad mum vechad kol mum, even a grome. Says the Gemara, hocha b'koy pligi, by truma weiter, it's also psukim. Because trumi have the same issue. Domar avinu amar shmul, v'chenim o yishlok v'shem av nachma v'avue, k'siv v'ocha v'ani yisati l'chos v'shmeres trumosi, v'ablazer sovar, b'shtei truma z'akosim medavim, truma toyo v'truma t'luya. V'om achman ovad l'yishimur. And Rabbi Yeshua sovar trumos ha'ksiv, he doesn't darshan the mikra, he darshans the mesoros. It says it b'losh and yochid. L'memer l'vassav yeshem l'mikra. I, the Gemara brings a posik, v'hermini b'vigdei bo, which is a shailu, how you learn b'vigdei, it's a losh and beged. Kivin shapirish talisei. Once the other marries the omar of Yeshua and Rasha l'moichot, v'er b'kiva. Rebbe l'azav oimah, kivin shabogad bo, once he sold her, shuvin Rasha l'moichot. See, he reads the posik the way it's written. It says by truma lecha, anine is atlecha b'shul savar lecha means shomor v'sheni lecha, havur lecha shomor v'sheni lecha loy tishma. Reb Lazar savar hanami ruyi shem yevli v'taren. Okay, so now lechayr we were holding is that it's all psukim, and that seems to be what the Gemara said. The Gemara wanted to make a dimyan to truma, the Gemara threw it out, and the Gemara said it's all gzeres hakosov. By mum, it's a question how you read the psukim. Do you read the pasuk toma yila rotzen kol mum liyabai that the issur to make a mum is only on a tam, on a bal mum there's no issur? Or do you learn that no kol mum liyabai is separate and even if it has a mum you're not allowed to kol mum liyabai? So lachar has nothing to do with any miskaven. Now the gemara goes back to any miskaven. Look at the gemara's conclusion. Zok the gemara. Omar Avido Mar Shmuel, Halacha Kerav Shimon. Maskav Ram Yitzan Hei Rav Shimon. Ilayim Rav Shimon de Mas Niton. Ad Hashto Hashmin Shmuel Dov Hashem Miskav Amut. What do you mean? Rav Chiba Rashi Yom Rav, Halacha Kerav Yehuda, Halacha Zaka Yehuda. Rav Chana Bar Rashi Yom Shmuel, Halacha Kerav Shimon. Chiba Rav Masi Bloi Gav, Rav Halacha Kerav Yehuda, Shmuel Halacha Kerav Shimon. El Rav Shimon de Braise, Rav Shimon de Braise, okay. So l'chayr we have like this from our Gemara. Number one is clear that our Mishnah is not totally in any miskaven. I mean, the Braisa is not totally in any miskaven. The Braisa l'chayr is totally in the Gzeres HaKosov. The Braisa says you're allowed to be makis, afilu b'mokom shoy say say mum, zichas, even where you're a Miskava. Zich. So it's in the price. So Vadai going to make it into Balmum. Bekroy come if looking. In the Mishnah, L'chayr, the Gemara is opening the door. That could be it's totally any Miskava. Right? L'chayr, it's not trying to learn that. Because once we're going to say that even if you're Miskava and Lassus by Mum, it's Mutter because Rav Shimon holds Tomid lagot, tomim yir lagotzen. That only on a tam is there an iser. On a balmum there's no iser. So what do you have to come on to this whole stickle tag of any miskav? In other words, in conclusion, Rav Shimon is matter both. He's matter sai to be makas b'mokam where you're not for sure going to make it into balmum. And he's matter even where you're for sure going to make it into balmum. The conclusion of the Gemara is that that's exeris hakosav. For some reason, the Gemara is still learning that Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is working on Tzayin Miskaven, seems to be, and Rav Shimon in the Gemara is working with exeris hakosav. So why do you need the Tzayin Miskaven for? Why do you ever need the Tzayin Miskaven? Tosfos says klar by us that there's two kinds of akazim. There's akazim stam where it's possible it won't make it into balmum. It's a mokum sheoisei se balmum. It may not make it into balmum. And there's ribui dam where it's for sure going to make it into balmum. And by ribui dam you need the gzeres akazim. Tomim yilarot. Okay. But once we have the gzeres akazim, why do we ever need to come on to any miskav? We should never have to come on to any miskav. We have a heter to make a mum and a bal mum. Period. According to Rav Shimon, according to the Chachamah of Rav Shimon, Tomim Yilaratzin, Midaraisa, it's mutter to make a mum in a bal mum. And you anyway have to learn like that in the Braisa. You anyway have to learn like that. And even after we have Tosfos that there's two kinds of akaza. There's a kaza that may make it into a mum, not for sure. There's a kaza that will for sure make it into a mum. The bottom line is that bikroy pligi. So why do you have to ever come on to any miskaven? Why do you ever have to come on to any miskaven? So now we look at the Loshon HaRambam. Let's look at the Rambam inside. So the Rambam comes, and the Rambam taka uses any miskaven. Look at the I'll read you the Lashon HaRambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Hitil mum b'kotshim. Ubo acha v'hitil b'mum. Okay, well, I'll read you first the other Rambam. Let's go to Bechayres. And we'll get back to this Rambam. Yeah. Bechayres, Perek Beis. Halacha Yud Gimel. Zok the Rambam. Bechor she'achos eidam. He brings the din of our Mishnah. Bechor she'achos eidam. Yakiz. Listen to Loshon HaRambam. Ubilvad shelo yiskaven lasayiz boimum. Yeah, zokt lechem Mishnah on the spot here on the Rambam. Zokt lechem Mishnah. Afilu ba'oifin shebevad ayasemum. Zokt lechem Mishnah, based on the Braisa, we don't see a chaylik on this. That even if it's for sure going to make it into a balmum, it's mutter according to the Rambam. So what's pshat? So vavo zokt the Rambam bevad shelo yiskaven. So the Rambam is also making a hard cover here between the din of it's vaday going to make a mum, and he's still saying there's a din of bovatcha lo yiskaven that you shouldn't be mechavet to make a mum. We don't know pshat in the Rambam. For sure, according to the Rambam, it's understood now why einim iskaven is still being discussed, because einim iskaven is always required, even in a case where you're going to make a mum? Where you're vaday going to make a mum? Fully the enemy's kavah. But that alone is a stirim in eubeh. Because the enemy's kavah doesn't work by psikhesh. So if it's vaday going to make a mum, what's the point of the enemy's kavah? So that's one very difficult Rambam in our sugi. Now again, the Rambam I think is bonding on the sugi too, because the sugi brings on the enemy's kavah. Unless you learn that the Mishnah and the Braisa are chaylik, and one doesn't agree with the other. And the Rambam in Isurim is Beach, Perek Aleph Aloch Acher, says like this. Bo Echod V'Hitul Mum, Ubo Acher V'Hitul Boi Mum. Zog the Rambam, Hasheni Eine Loike. The second guy is not, does not get Malkus. Zog the Kesef Mishneh. The Rambam Paschal Zayt the Chachomim. Yeah. So, Mamisha, please. If the Rambam Paschal Zayt the Chachomim, so why does he say Hasheni Eine Loike? The Sheni is not over anything. It's muta. It's muta completely. Mamish apli. So you should know the Brisker Rav, Taka wants the machadish that according to the Rambam, Taka also. The Brisker Rav says like this. Amatul b'mum b'kotchem u'ba'ach avitul b'mum enir loike. Zog the Brisker Rav. Pirish alechem mishneh da'aloshen shal ha-Rambam lav davke. Lechem mishneh wants to say, nechlam it's muter. Very strange. The Rambam's loshen is enir loike. What? Yeah. Zog the Brisker Rav. The loshen ha-Rambam mashma loy rak sheyesh isu. Elo de osu min ha-toyra. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin goes completely against the Lechem Mishneh. And he learns that the Rambam Paschal like a Meir. Because Rambam says, any loike, the Chmashman Issa there is. But that doesn't fit with the other Rambam, B'chor Shachar Zeydan. Where he permits it, not like Reb Meir. But obviously, Minchas Chinuch doesn't hold that the Rambam Paschal like a Meir in our Mishneh. But he also, the Rambam holds like a mayor, look, I'll be making a mum in a bal mum. So all this is marafasig, mereshavad gemir. So I want to go back to what our original shaila was, which is, what is the issa to make a mum in a behemoth kutcher? Is it an issa on its own, you're not allowed to make a mum? Is that what it is? Or is it a bittle from youth that you're being mevatelit from the mizbech? So let's look at the lashonis of the rishonim. So we have it like this. The Rambam is l'chayre clear. The Rambam says in Psilei Mugdoshim, kol ha-machashev machshovo shein enochoyne b'kotshim, ha-reizeh oiver b'loy sasa. Zok the Rambam mipi ha-shmur l'madnu, you're not allowed to be mafsid. The reason why you're not allowed to have machshava poiselos by kotshim is because you're ruining it. V'doime lematil mum b'kotshim. It's like making a mum. So Dr. Rambam l'chori you should get malkus. Af al pikein en eloike she'ein machshava mais. Please take Rambam. Cool. Finished. Now, Loshen Rabbeinu, you have to see Loshen Rabbeinu David in the Sefer Rabbatim. It's mamish, even more clear than the Rambam. Here, Mitzvah Loisa say, Mitzvah Tzadi Zayim. This is Rabbeinu David Akrichovi. Zok to Rabbeinu David. His Ronu Milosei Smum Bekotchim. You know how to make a woman a carbon. Kavonas azorazu, acharei shehukdash lashamayim, viroi lakrova, and it's roi to be put on the mizbeach, whose harnu we are commanded, shaloi nisavev, that we shouldn't circumvent, shaloi nekrav. We shouldn't do a pu'ula which will make that it can't be put on the mizbeach. Kize yovoi lebitul hakol. Period. Stay klar in Rabbeinu David, even more klar than the Rambam, that the Isser to make a mum on a behemoth's kotshim is that you're taking it away, you're circumventing that it shouldn't be brought as a kol. Shaloi nisavev, shaloi heroi lakha. Separate, nothing to do with bizer. Bizer is the mechas chinuch. If we look here in mitzvah resh pei zayin, in the Sefer HaChinuch, he brings the other lashon. Sefer HaChinuch taka says, klar, Sefer HaChinuch says like this, Mishol she'a mitzvah, she'yehei b'zeh b'zoyim kodshim. State in the Sefer HaChinuch that the reason why you're not allowed to make a mum is because it's b'zoyim kodshim. That's the Mishol she'a mitzvah. Not like Rabbeinu David and not like the Rambam. L'chayre, if that's how we tie up, then it makes no sense that there should be taken issa. If you hold it's b'zoyim kodshim, then taka makes sense that there should be an issa, even if it's already a baal mum. Like a mayor, it's invited to make it into a mum. If you learn that it's akhoveh, then once it's not royal akhoveh, like Abenu David and the Rambam, l'chayre there's no mokum for any issa. The problem is that the Rambam is mashma that there still is an issa. The Rambam is sai mashma, that the lav is only to take it away from the mizbeach. At the same time, the Rambam is mashma, like the Briskerov points out, ain't loike. Number one. Number two, the Rambam is mashma that you have to be an ainim miskaven, which you don't know why. But as I say, is mashma in Rambam, that you have to be an ainim miskaven, is mashma that there is some level still of issa. So shaila is what's the tzachta? So, the Ragit Shovel and Rav David Rappaport both say a gewaldige chiddush in Rambam, which I think we could now use to be mevara the whole sugya. They use the following chiddush. The Sifra, really there's a gemara in Avodah Zorah that's mashma like the chinuch. That is bizarre in culture. First of all, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah says like this. The Gemara talks about making a mum in a behemoth that's not really a mizbech anyway. Because of other reasons. Because of other haktzah, it's not just a mum. Rav Omar, Neshenire kematl mum bekosh, says the Gemara, v'lahavi kematl mum bebal mum. Now listen to Loshen HaGemara. This is a stomach Loshen the Gemara. Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The afal gav deloi chazi lakrova also. Even though it's not roi v'lakrova, it's also. So the Gemara Balmum need lechazi legufei ledmeichaz. Okay, the Gemara seems to be saying in Avodah Zorah that since the money is royal lekarbon, there's still an inyan. What an inyan of what? Al kochach it's inyan of bizayin kach. Because it can't be you're taking it away from the mizbeach. It's not royal from the mizbeach anyway. The Gemara is saying since there's still demay, there's still domim here. That's royal and mizbeach. So there's still an inyan of not making a mum. What is that? That's core, not like Rabbeinu David and the Rambam. It's not royal. This is not royal from mizbeach anymore anyway. This is zilzul kachru. That's the chayr what comes out of the Gemara. Kivega is also mechich like that. Not only that, but Kivega is mechich that the Gemara is lav dafka when the Gemara says the money will go to the mizbeach, because you see even by bechor you have it, and by bechor the money doesn't go to the mizbeach. You're not poy the b'chor b'almum. You eat it. You're not even poy it. So I'll tell you what the Ragachov and Rav David Rappaport say in the Rambam, which I think could be mitaretz everything. They say like this. The Ragachov, of course, is makatzah. Ayin sifro pashas emo is kufirat. Okay, Rabbi David Rappaport is more masbir, but it's the same as you said. He brings down the Sifra. Tomim yir l'rotzoin mitzvah aseh. Mitzvahs loisaseh minayim, tamud loimar v'chol mum lo yir boi. Zog the Ragachover, mitzvah aseh tomim yir is a mitzvah to preserve the kolm. Not kol mum lo yir, but that's a separate lav. The way the Ragachover learns, kol mum lo yir boi is taka the isra of taking it away from the mizbeach. And tomim yir l'rotzayin is bizayin kotshim. It's two separate things. The mitzvah saseh of bizayin kotshim is even shaykh by a balmum. The mitzvah saseh of bizayin kotshim, that's even shaykh by a balmum. The love of kol mum lo yir boi, that's not on a balmum. What does the Ragachover mean to answer? That's why the Rambam said, somebody who's matul mum on a balmum ain't a loike. Because malchus he doesn't get, because the love of making a mum you don't have. But the bittel of tomim yir l'rotzon, of zilzul kotshim, that you still have. What the Ragachover is saying would enlighten the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That's why the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says there's still an iser of being makal mum and a balmum. Because it's still a bizoyan, and that's nilmat from the pasuk of tomim yir. The Sifra learns tomim yir l'rotzon is a separate mitzvah saseh to preserve the karm, preserve it. And the way the Ragachov is learning, not just preserve it to the mizbeach, preserve it, keep it as complete as it could be. If it has a mum, don't make another mum. You make another mum, it's also a bizoyan kodesh. So now I was thinking, everything is klar. No matter how much the behemoth is not royal in Mizbeach, there's always going to be a Tomim Yir L'Rotzon. The Sifra, the mitzvah saseh of Tomim Yir L'Rotzon is always going to be there. But what? There's a big chilek between the two. The Tomim Yir L'Rotzon is only shayich when you're making a mum derech zilzon. It's similar to chabur ba'aviv. Person's not allowed to make a chabur ba'aviv. What's halach if you do derech refuah? You're a doctor. Derech refuah, you're making chabur. It's mutter. It's not derech chavol. It's derech kavod. No problem. So I tell me to ask me a shayla, which I myself had when I was a kid. Could they give their father a haircut? The father has some pimples or whatever. When they cut, they can make a chabur. While they're doing taspiras. It's the same vote. So now you could say very poshut. Stam to make a mum in a bal mum, halter Rambam is never mutter. Tomim yir l'rotzon, the Sifra, zulzul kotshim, never mutter, never ever mutter. And that's why the Rambam says, hamatul mum b'bal mum, ein eloike. The lav is gone, there's still an asay. And Rabbeinu David would also agree to this. Rabbeinu David's explaining the lav of atolas mum. The only time it could be mutter l'chatchila if it's being done derech kovet. Da'ainu b'chor shachos edam. Derech kovet doesn't get rid of the problem of the lav of making it a mum. So according to a mayor that there's still a lav, kol mum lo yir boi, the lav stays. Too bad. If it has to die, it dies. Too bad. The Chachamim and Rav Shimon who argue with Rameh, and they hold that there's no longer a lav of kol mum lo yir boi. The only thing left is bizayin kotshim. On that, b'uvad shelo yiskaven helps. You're doing it for a positive purpose. That's why the Rambam always keeps that tanah. You still need the tanah of b'uvad shelo yiskaven. Because otherwise you have the problem of tomim yir l'rotzon. No worse than no better than a matul mum achar bal mum, which is awesome. Awesome in the raisa.
That's not being
exactly. Exactly. Now the Gemara is gewaldic. There's two separate chidushim. in the Mishnah, where it's not Vadai going to become a Baal Mum, then Rav Shimon would be Matar without the Pasuk. For that, we wouldn't need to say Halacha k'Rav Shimon. Because that's Mutter, because even if there would be a Lav Yoreinu Miskaven, it's not a Pasuk Reisha. Mashinkin, the Braisa of Rav Shimon is not riding on the Lomdus of Einu Miskaven. You still need to be an Einu Miskaven. Not because the Lomdus of Einu Miskaven, but because if not, there'll be an Yisrael B'Zoyin Gotcha. So it's Mamish Givaldik. And now the Gemara goes Givaldik. The Gemara says, if you're going to just tell me Halacha k'Rav Shimon in our Mishnah where it's not Vada, you're going to make it into Baal Mum, then you don't have to come on to any big tradition. That's the regular din of Shimon Kol HaTorah Kula. Even if there would be a lav, it would be mutter. Even if there would be a lav, it would be mutter. I'll tell you, miskaven. Not a psikresh, ain't a miskaven. You're in business. Rav Shimon the Braise, even though the Rambam brings down, you still need a bulvachal or yiskaven, but that bulvachal or yiskaven is not all cheetahs Rav Shimon of Kol HaTorah Kula of ain't a miskaven. That's the problem with Bizayin Gonshim. For that, you need a separate halacha k'Rav Shimon. Nothing to do with the first halacha of Shem. Okay, now we got past Slav Aleph. We could go to the next Mishnah next week. No, the Psik Reish is gone now. Psik Reish is gone. The whole problem of the Mishnah was only according to the Maskon of the Gemara. With the prices up, I said, it's Vada going to make it a Baal Mum. Yeah. The Mishnah, the naked Mishnah without the... Yeah. How about me?